trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know what you think of baseball.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
We're silly boys. 7:06 on this Monday, August 24th. Glad you're with us here at the DoubleTree Hotel. Now I sound hot, so I'm going to go back down, Raj. I'm going to go back down. Chris Kane is here with us.
Yes.
Chris Kane, good morning.
And if we can, let's go ahead and hit
Touchdown
his...
Touchdown Club has brought us together.
Oh, my God.
Let's go ahead and make his entry.
Open him up, Chris.
Yes, open him up.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's
thanks,
all
Brady,
about
yes.
Mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
Chris Kane's been not only endorsing the product, but using the product on the lake.
Oh, enjoying the lake. It was 103, I think. So
wow.
We were out perusing the lake on Saturday, having a great time.
Cool. Very, very nice.
Beautiful day.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. If you just joined us, we're here at the DoubleTree Hotel for the first kickoff meeting of the 22nd year of the Touchdown Club. Sold out crowd for Coach Silverfield today. Doors open 10:45. If you show up, you might can get some seats. There might be a few seats that you can find. You
know, we're shuffling some things to allow for more seats.
Yeah, some people will show up. They'll find seats for you. But if not, you can listen to it on The Buzz here live with Justin and Phil. You can also watch it live on our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube page for the Touchdown Club and Arkansas TV, who's filming it. So it'll get underway around 11:30. Got a lot of people to recognize, Raj. A lot of special guests.
Be the first one.
In the house. And what's that?
I said be the first one.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
You know, we don't have a recap this week, so you have a little more time.
Yeah, Rex will be a little shorter today.
Yeah.
It is raining like crazy in Conway. They say it's flooding there. Yeah. And you can see it pop.
Strobe light behind you.
Yeah.
Shout out to First Electric and the group that were out there overnight. I mean, there was video. My Celine had put out, Samantha had shown me a video going down Boone Road. I'm on the Benton side of Boone Road. We're going down Boone Road, and the pole snap. Transformer being out is one thing, but pole snap, everything else is going on. We were fortunate. I hate it for those other. I tell you, it makes you just so blessed. We were so blessed to even have a roof over our head without any power and all that, but we were able to go get what we needed. So. Let me give a shout out to people that listen to us. First of all, I was playing golf. Met a guy that he and his wife celebrated their anniversary with me at trivia at Mainline earlier in the year. Bobby Harris, nice guy, reminded me that he had met me there. He and his wife Kimberly. Drew Previtt listens to the show. I met Drew. He recognized my voice. As I'm talking to the guy there at the Home Depot in the contractor section where the masculine just flows, Drew Previtt, and then the fellow that works there at Home Depot, his name is Albert Pops, and he had heard me talking about getting a generator, this and that sort of stuff, and of course they do things like that. But he comes up to me, gives me a brochure on some stuff, and as he's walking away, Chris, he goes, and I said, well, Albert, thanks, I appreciate you talking with me this, and he goes, all good, good talking to you. He goes, strength and honor, and walks away. Strength and honor, dude. Strength and honor.
That's how you know.
That's how you
true
know.
Listener.
That's how you know.
Yes.
And to Albert, everybody that knows Albert knows he uses a phrase. It's a thing. I'm going to say it's a thing.
Well,
so anyway, thanks to Albert. Appreciate that, and Drew Previtt as well.
Strength and honor. I think strength now we may take something from this new Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. What would be the phrase we would take from him?
You mean the offensive lineman?
What'd I say?
Cheerleader.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. It was like a cheerleader. Yeah, the office of
we don't get signed, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
what would we take from him?
What would be the phrasing that we would take from him that we like? One more
you
time.
Know what, you know what?
The star.
Morning mayhem. Fate brought us together.
We started as strangers.
We now are
brothers.
Oh, front of the shirt, back of the shirt. There it is.
One more time, Chris, if you can. Let me hear it one more time.
Well, that was an incredible win. I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field. We're the same star holding on our chest, and I'm proud of us. I'm proud of how far we've come. Man, this game, fate, brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers.
We're gonna edit this. I'm telling you, the boys are going nuts.
One, two, three, go!
That is the perfect locker room talk, and then the guys go together, and then he pops it off with Cowboys on three. You know, that is outstanding. The question you have, the Deshaun Watson. Let's hear the exact opposite, if you can. This is Deshaun Watson complaining about the fans booing him at Cleveland, if you will, Christian.
Man, I didn't have no reaction. I think the biggest thing is, I think you guys know too, and I think the whole world knows, it has nothing to do about the performance. It's a little bit personal than that. So I think that's it's a disrespectful thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep whatever I feel with me and my family internally on how I feel about that. Just move on.
But don't you think, Deshaun, that winning and playing better would eliminate some of that booing?
Last time I played on this field, I tore my Achilles. And that same fan base, they cheered when I got hurt. So, does that have to do with, or does that have to do with anything about performance? When a person get hurt, especially for your own city, and they cheer.
Yeah, you're in the wrong. Listen, you keep talking, man. It's making the situation worse.
He doesn't care because he's got what is it?
$240 million.
And it's all guaranteed. I think if they cut him, it's a $100-some-odd million dead cap hit.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to get paid no matter what. Now, just unfortunately speaks to, you know, what he thinks about the people that he's supposed to be.
And what is Cleveland going to do?
Yeah.
Who are they going to end the starter? I mean, there's poor old Todd Monken, like, oh, crap, what do I do now? And the other story you mentioned, the running back, the starting running back for the Vegas Raiders.
Yes.
Maybe out for the year, maybe.
Still evaluating, yeah.
And then, of course, Mike Washington Jr., who was a great player for the Razorback last year, running back, he's had the best camp of any rookie. So he could be a star this year if he gets a chance to, if that happens, if Ginty is really hurt.
Not just statistically, but he also has the highest Pro Football Focus grade, I believe, in the preseason among rookie running backs. So he's done great so far. Limited action, obviously, in the preseason. I think he only has like 15 or 16 carries. But hey, you know what? His number's about to be called, at least early on this season. We'll see how long Ginty's out.
We mentioned earlier, too, that Coach Silverfield has named KJ Jackson as a starter. I'm sure he'll bring that up today, either with Justin and Phil and in the room. He's going to talk a little bit and then let me do a little Q&A, which, you know, that's what I did with Hunter Yurecek. But by the way, I went Friday, Roger and Chris. I went to the governor's mansion, and they had a function there with Charles Robinson, the chancellor of the U of A, and Hunter Yurecek, and a lot of folks. And
you saw Hunter
Silverfield. I did not talk to him.
Y'all had to cross that.
We did not cross paths.
Somebody would have placed some your place cards beside each other.
It was 1,000 degrees outside the governor's mansion. The energy was not really there in the crowd. Everybody was hot, man. It's like, can we take this inside?
People's house.
That was on Friday. And
governor's mansion brought us together.
By the way,
now we're brothers.
The trophies have made us strangers.
Yeah.
We must endeavor to persevere.
A little before 10 o'clock, we'll make the announcement about who's going to be speaking on October 12th at Simmons Bank Arena. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, the reason we're there is not because we need all the 15,000-seat arena. We'll be on the floor, probably 1,200, 1,500 available there, and more if it's needed. But we'll announce that, you know, later in the day. I would do it now, but they've asked that we not do it until 10 o'clock. So we'll just wait till 10 to do it, and we'll share that just before we go to Phil and Justin. I mentioned congratulations again to DJ and Ebony. Happy for them. A great couple and a very cool deal. We're seeing a lot of comments on we're talking about Native Americans.
Yep.
I heard them say incorrectly, I guess, that. And maybe it was a Navajo. They said the first ever Navajo. Weren't the Windtalkers Navajos?
I believe so.
Yeah, ever Navajo to play in the NFL. So now we've got tons of messages. I see Pigskin, who will be giving the prayer today. Maybe he will do the prayer in Indian cadence.
Fate.
Yes.
has brought us together to this Little Rock Touchdown Club.
The vegetable medley.
Do you know what's on the menu today? I had some people ask.
Yes, it's meatloaf.
Oh, okay.
You never meatloaf go Monday. Wrong. I saw the chef cooking up. I said, what you cooking there? He goes, meatloaf. I said, yes.
Yeah.
Meatloaf, you get mashed potatoes with that. Is that right?
Fantastic.
Somebody says Thunderheart is one of my favorites with a Native American theme.
Thunderheart, don't know it.
Yeah, I think that's got Graham Greene in it.
Hey, Christian,
go ahead.
Shane Broadway is trying to call. Would you get him if he buzzes on the hotline? Go ahead and try that again, Shane. Shane Broadway. I forgot to tell you he was going to call. Somebody says, wasn't Burt Reynolds part Native American?
Yes.
Was he?
I believe so.
I didn't know that.
I believe that's correct.
Someone says, on Landman, Moe brings plenty.
Don't know
what that was. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Sure. I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
so.
Somebody.
Well, you know, I don't know. Obviously, Richie Valens was from the Barrio, and when did it go from Mexican into Native American? And where's that fine line there?
Well, what was Roman Gabriel? Somebody said Roman Gabriel.
He was.
Was he? Okay.
Right. Well, at least he played John Wayne's Native American adopted son in.
Listen, hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Phillips says, I have never claimed to be a native actor, but I do have native blood. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Who'd you say, Roger? Roger, you were talking about...
Roman Gabriel?
Yeah, you said he was the son of...
what's the movie with John Wayne, Rock Hudson? He played a Native American in several
undefeated
movies.
The other thing, Roger, the funny thing, you know, obviously if you're Native American, you may not think it's funny.
Well, I am. I have Native American in me.
Is that we used to have, we'd have actors that they would just give an extra, a darker tan to, and they would play
Indian. Rock Hudson played one in the movie Winchester
73.
70, yeah. Is it 73?
Yeah, I believe so.
A young Rock Hudson played a chief. And a young Tony, what's his name? What's a girl who was killed in the Halloween? Jamie Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tony Curtis played a young cameos in this movie. Great, great Western.
Who was the white actor who played the Native American in Lonesome Dove? And it was really, really terrible.
Played the oh my gosh, yes, he played
it was
Blue
so
Duck.
Bad.
He played Blue Duck.
Blue Duck.
I mean, could you not have found somebody else to have played Blue Duck in that?
It was like the worst brown face.
Compared to what they did back in
Frederick
the day.
Forrest?
Yeah,
Frederick
it's not Forrest. As bad as John Wayne Frederick playing Genghis Khan.
You know what? It's about as bad as that goes. That's him. He played Blue Duck. But you know what? I think he had American in him. Yeah. Maybe his mother was Native and she was defiled by... I don't know. I just said
Shane
defiled.
Broadway is on the line, by the way.
Hey, Shane.
Okay. by the way,
great segue.
Oh, my gosh. Just get ready.
Hey, Shane.
By the way, we've got to talk about Ella Langley this weekend, which they say, I hear, of course, this hotel was full because of the concert. But the big story on that is Drake. Drake, who was, for those of you who don't know, is he the top two or three rappers in the... In the cut top,
one of the best selling rapper.
Yeah, he's one of the best selling artists
of all time.
Of
all time. Yeah.
So he flies in with an entourage of about 30 people, rents out about five of those Sprinter vans, and shows up, and it's all over the internet. I don't know. Is it going to be a collab? Is it they call it the industry?
I heard something about them maybe having a song together. And by the way, Drake has more number ones than Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we stop it.
He does.
Boo!
I'm just saying, it's a fact. I'm not saying he's better than Michael Jackson.
That's
an insult.
Give me the five. Give me the top five Drake number ones. Give me the top five Michael Jackson.
I think Michael Jackson's better. I'm just saying.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just making the point. Yes.
More avenues to release your music these days.
That's right. The bottom line, listen, Drake is super popular around the world.
What does it say about me if I couldn't, the only way that I could pick out a Drake song is if you were giving me one of his and then one of Dwight Yoakam.
what in the telephone? Call me on your telephone. What is that
deal?
What is it? Bob Bling?
Bling.
Oh, hotline. Is it Bob Bling?
Yes.
You guys are better than me, Gunga Dan.
Yeah, he created quite the scene to roll in with 30 people.
He's there. Did they do a song? Is that what it was?
Well, that's what we're saying. We don't know.
I did not see. I just looked it up, and it, you know, the quickest answer was simply a fan of her music.
But why would you come to Witterot?
That's exactly right. I think he wanted to make a scene.
Could he have been here? I mean, there have been other celebrities who have come here to Little Rock to meet with prominent businessmen in the area and just coincided with, you know,
but if they did a song,
so
it'd be like Alan
Jackson.
They'll go
eat at Arthur's and take pictures, and you go, what are they doing in town? Right. Oh, they're meeting with so-and-so to talk about this business venture.
Ella has done a song with Big X the Plug, a rapper, so it wouldn't be the first time that she has
Roger,
done a song.
Did you hear that?
He just said Big X the Plug.
Right. Can we say
and
that?
Can we say that on the air?
I bought three of those at Cupid's.
I have never heard of Big X the Plug.
Yes, you have.
He's
Yes, you have.
Roger, he's actually literally big. He's a really big
I don't think I can make our announcement. I don't think we can make our announcement at 10 now with those people here. What Christian just said, they're not coming to the Little Rock to be a part of the Touchdown Club.
No.
Big X Plug, is that what it is?
Big X the Plug.
Big X the Plug.
Like Ohio State, you got to put the in front of it.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to the Hodges Pass Little Rock Glass
Can you get those on Amazon?
Let's go talk to Shane Broadway. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Perfect segue.
Saline County Plug.
I'm glad to know you guys are still on the air.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is a
disgusting.
I feel bad for the people that are northeast of us. Conway, and is it Searcy?
Yeah, but, I mean, some of those areas really need it.
Well, I was talking about
that.
I was talking about Big X Plug or whoever Christian was talking about.
So, hey, we're talking about
FCC might have cut the line.
Well, listen, we got a big week in Saline County. Shane, talk to us.
Talk to us, son.
Well, it is, yeah. Big Salt Bowl week. Happy Touchdown Club Day to you boys. And,
thank you, man.
Yeah, Big Salt Bowl week, and I'm here to make my own unveiling. I know you're going to unveil something big here after a while, but I'm here to unveil the guest speaker for the First Security Salt Bowl Coaches and Players Luncheon on Wednesday, David Basil.
How about that?
Speaker on Wednesday at the Saline County Career Campus of ASU Three Rivers, and we're excited you're going to come out and join us, David. I appreciate you doing it. We've wanted to do it for a long time. We know how busy you are this time of year, but wanted to get you out. I hope Roger's going to come with you, and we're looking forward to having you kind of give these guys a pep talk about your days of playing, and that's what it's all about. It's what the whole Salt Bowl is about. It's about community. It's about football. It's about, you know, creating a memory for these guys, and so they're going to remember that you came and spoke at their luncheon, and so I appreciate you being willing to come and do that for us.
High-level negotiations, just like our speaker on October 12th. This has been months in the making. Roger, I will have to hightail it from Darnell, although I still have not been able to lock in all the high-ranking officials there in Darnell trying. They may just completely not want to hang out with us that day. But, Roger, we're going, and we're celebrating the chicken fry at the Darnell.
You know what? It's an Arkansas tradition.
It sure is.
So we don't know.
It's 80 years.
Will a sitting senator who last seen at Bucky's be there?
I'm hoping he calls, at least calls. Real quick, Shane, what night is the Salt Bowl?
Friday night. It'll be Friday night at Bryant Football Stadium. And I'm glad you mentioned that. One thing I want to mention, it's obviously going to sell out because we're in a smaller stadium and not at War Memorial this year. But everyone is invited out to the tailgate party from 4 to 7. We're going to have 75 vendors. We're going to have 10 food trucks. Channel 7 is going to be out there live. I'm sure all the other stations will be too. So we've got a big tailgate party before the game, so you can do that. We'll roll out today the pay-per-view options. If you don't want to go to the game in person, we'll have a pay-per-view option. And so a lot of activity this week. We got a golf tournament today, the Salt Cup, volleyball Thursday, blood drives, peanut butter drives, clothing drives. There's something every day. Pep rallies tomorrow night across the interstate from each other. So there's something going on every day, and it's about community. It's about giving back. And then eventually, Friday night, we'll play football.
Did Benton beat Little Rock Christian the other night? I know it was a back-and-forth game. Who ended up winning that game?
I think Christian did at the last second. It was like a last-minute touchdown, I think, like 49-40. Great game. I watched most of it.
How many games in a row has Bryant won? Not talking about the Salt Bowl. Just talking about the 24 games in a row or something like that. Is that right? 2 years?
Something like that, obviously they're gonna be pretty young. I mean, you've got 20 something players playing college football off the team last year, so they're pretty young, and so they've got some growing that they're gonna have to do. I watched them play in the hills the other night, so
they got it going over there, man. It's impressive. They're not scared to play anybody. Yeah. They're playing the number one, the national champion from last year.
We have a corner, Bryson Adamo, a UCA, played last year as a freshman. He's our starting corner this year. Coach Brown said, when it comes to mentality, he's just Bryant built. I mean, those guys are just different.
They're doing it right out there, man. It's impressive.
Well, that's part of you coming out Wednesday. I mean, you started the state weightlifting championship years ago. It was held at Benton. And that's the thing about what Bryant has done is they lift weights 48 out of 52 weeks a year, even on game day.
Yeah,
and so, I mean, they're just They're just bigger and stronger than most teams are going to play.
So, Roger, I don't know if you remember me talking about this. The great, to me, my greatest win in my football career was not Texas, 42-11. It was not a game in Fayetteville. My favorite win and most important win was when our high school, Mosley High School, which was the laughing stock of the state of Florida my sophomore year, by the time we got to be our senior year, we had about 20 guys that were getting ready to play D1 football. And we had to go to Choctahatchee High School, speaking of Indians, Choctahatchee, which was the perennial huge school. They beat everybody, crushed you. They had the 100 people on their team. But we were ready. We went out there and we got in a shout match, and all our big dudes started taking off our shirts and flexing, and it was a battle. And I think we won like 15-13, but it showed that we had arrived. And actually, my high school did beat them again the other night, but it was the first time. So those high school games, all those rivalry games, and all those things, man, those are the things you never forget. And I just remember how. Matter of fact, we went out there and got grass. We got chunks of grass off the field. I'll never forget. This was the cheer they did. They would go, the band would go, it would play like a little thing, and at the end it would go, da-da-na-na-na-na-na-na, and the band would stop playing, and the whole, and they would have like 10,000 people. They would scream, like, gosh! I mean, like, maybe playing off the Indian theme, but they would, I mean, and I was,
like
I remember.
A war cry?
As a war cry. Yeah. I remember as a sophomore, I walked away, we were terrible, and I remember, I was like, it scared me to death. I don't want to go on this field. I mean, that's the most intimidating. I mean, 10,000 fans going crazy. Anyway, the point of it is, high school football is really cool. It's where memories, you know, there's a great, Kenny Chesney was talking about the reason he wrote the song. Wow, you hear that rumbling?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's the song that he wrote, the high school, about high school football? It's so good.
Boys of Summer?
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Boys of Fall.
Boys of Fall. That's all right. There's a Boys of Summer, too, right?
Mostly
that's
right.
Pretty, see, that's, if I'm a, here's what I,
that's by Don Henley.
I always,
Don Henley.
I give all of my answers as if I'm on a game show.
Boys of Summer. So he said, that's
the only reason I do.
If you hadn't seen it, Kenny Chesney reshared a speech that Sean Payton gave a high school team when he gave it a few years back, and it was really good talking about, This is really what it's all about. This is the coolest, the lowest level of togetherness and why you're here and why you love
purest form of football.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, it's really good stuff. So, well, Shane, thanks for all you do there in the community. And look forward to being there with
you. You may have to resurrect. Go get that trophy speech Wednesday. It may be a good one.
Yes, for sure, my friend, for sure. All right. Well, listen, thanks again, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, 728. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Somebody said Thunderheart starred Val Kilmer,
and
Graham Greene, and Sam Shepard. I've not seen Thunderheart. I've not seen that.
No. You know what? Tina Turner was great in it.
Here says, Mo Brings Plenty was on Yellowstone. Lou Diamond Phillips was as Henry Standing Bear on the show Longmire. That's a great name. Henry Standing Bear.
I think he played a Native American in a really terrible, terrible movie where his father and a few other folks are ghosts. And Lou Diamond plays a detective or something like that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know the movie I'm talking about? It's a great, terrible movie where they're zombies, or not zombies, but they're ghosts and all that. And I think he helps his father with peace, or his dead father helps him. I don't know.
So it says Blue Duck had a Mexican mother. His father was the leader of the Comanche during the Rangers' younger years. He was cast out by his father and created his own gang that didn't follow the old ways.
He was not 100%. He couldn't have been a made man. He was not 100%.
Right.
But so I knew there was something. But still,
it still looked really stupid.
He looked like Blue Duck was a biker.
It's
no
a
disrespect.
Great show. It's a great
no disrespect
show.
To any bikers. It's a fantastic show. That may have been the worst casting of it, I think. And I like him, you know. I like that actor. But
well, if you missed the speech that we're talking about that created all this, we'll do that. We'll play it when we come back. Sully says, good luck today, Baz. I know Silverfield is excited. He mentioned it during his opening statement yesterday. So much of he's excited about coming down to the Touchdown Club.
Yeah. This little luncheon down here?
Yeah,
he's excited about this little luncheon?
I'm glad he thinks it's worthwhile to come to.
Wow.
It's everything gets in the way. He'll start it. Wow. I don't know if people can hear that.
It was right there, Dickie Stevens.
Did you count the lightning before you heard it?
I don't know if you can see my eyes, but they shot up right.
Yes.
I watched it. It was through the banner.
Christian, if you can, please find the clip of Roger telling us about the time.
Lightning and thunder?
It's like, I mean, nobody describes it, but almost like an Indian would describe it, the Native American.
Exactly right. And I'm not offended by you calling me that.
If you would have done it in a Navajo voice, that would have made it a little bit more palatable to go, you know what, maybe he's right. But
I am right. And for you, let me tell you, you know what, this is what Liz Warren goes through every single day.
All right, don't go away. Live from the Doubletree Hotel.
Oh, Doubletree.
Touchdown Club. Oh,
I think that may be. Is it Doubletree? Go raising, to Doubletree.
Why are you raising your hands?
It's fork it. And you just have
fork
to.
Fork in the road, okay. Yeah, don't go away, 7:30.
Sorry, Gemma.
And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a soul.
Sale at Lazy Boy of Little Rock, 40% off store wide. 1000 South Shackelford. Long live the lazy.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football has named a starter at quarterback in K.J. Jackson, beating out Memphis transfer A.J. Hill. Jackson played in 5 games last year, starting 1. He had 441 passing yards for 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in 54 passing attempts, while adding 52 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns there. We are now 12 days away from the start of the Arkansas football season against North Alabama. And the Woodrock Touchdown Club starts today. Arkansas head coach Ryan Silverfield is the first guest. The Zone will speak to the head hog. The Zone will speak to the head hog in the 11 o'clock hour, and the Buzz will carry his comments to the club live in the 12 o'clock hour. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain and thunderstorms are likely this morning. A much lower rain chance, though, this afternoon. And with it being cloudy to mostly cloudy, it's going to keep that temperature down. Just a high of 88 today with our 60% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and a low of 73. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
Old number 53 here. And back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant. And there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this. If you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Good news. Your next luxury getaway is only a short drive away. At Oakland Hot Springs, stay in a Forbes recommended resort hotel. Unwind at Arkansas's only Forbes 4-star rated spa. And make dinner a destination at 2 Forbes recommended restaurants, the Bugler and the Oak Room and Bar. Add a 24/7 smoke-free casino, live entertainment, and all the thrills that make Oakland Hot Springs a premier resort destination. Join the fun. Plan your stay at Oakland.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lost in the legal jungle? Relax. You have a lion on your side. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue. Lion Legal. We bite back.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right. Extra bonus, Christian, when you find the clip of Roger talking already about the lightning. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
First of all, fade out of that and go into what I have underneath that song.
Oh, here we go. That's one of our favorite songs. Here we go. Sing it, Roger.
Cherokee Copper. Tommy Norman. Ain't that something? He's got man of glasses.
He's got
meta glasses. No wonder I don't get any checks from him. There's no wonder.
He's got meta glasses. He does have meta glasses.
No wonder. Listen,
I'm trying to get him to the touchdown
club. No wonder he's blocked me.
He's got to bring Anthony, though. He's got to bring Anthony to the touchdown club.
Is that something?
Let's bring Anthony. It is lightning. It feels like it's getting closer, too.
It is. Yeah, no, I'm watching it get closer.
Yeah, I thought it was going away.
No.
It's coming this way.
Get closer. Because you can hear it get closer. If you've noticed, and I just pointed out to you, that the storm is right on us. Because it was less than 2 seconds, less than 2 seconds.
The Mississippi?
Stop it.
Are you going Mississippi? After it's just going one.
Yeah, I think Mississippi.
Okay, all right.
Christian, for those who have missed one of the greatest clips of all time, this is Roger explaining lightning and thunder.
My Native American heritage comes out in me in this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please. I was watching the golf tournament in Memphis the other day. The sun was out, but way off in the distance, which at might have been 5 to 7 miles, and you could see the black moving in. And they said the first time they saw lightning, air horns, boom, you're all, and a couple of the golfers were like, sun's out, come on, let's finish the hole. And they said, no, you're off the course.
Yep. I think there's a certain... There's a, you know, like the thunder thing. When you hear thunder or lightning or whichever one you count, and you're going to hear the, what is it? You'll see, when you see lightning, count how many miles away is the storm. I think when you hear a storm, you know, I don't even know where I'm going now. The storm may be 10 miles away, but you could still be hit by the lightning from that storm that far away.
That's right.
He's right. He got lost in his way.
I'm 100 right. Here's the thing.
Train got off track. So you were right.
Because it was at that point that I stopped looking at Basil when I ever tried to explain anything, because he gives me that look of Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. So here's the thing. I've already determined that if I were to only get 3 wishes, if they told me I couldn't use one of my wishes to have more wishes, I would still use one of my wishes to go back and stop me from doing that on this show.
So this is what Roger, if you don't mind, Christian, don't do it, we've got to talk football. If you can find the one where he talks about Venezuela, Fernando, if he would do that, because what he did there, Chris, he's not sure where he's going. He just trails off into nothingness. That way he gets out.
Did you Chuck Barrett? You trailed off?
Listen to it.
By the way, guys, it's called Bolt from the Blue. You can be struck by lightning from like 20 miles away.
Yeah, you can. That's why they stop football games.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
That's wish number two. That's wish number two. I've only got 3.
Is the father by his own hand number three?
No. If I could bring him back, that would be
there,
great.
There is something amazing. One more time.
That would be like Hernando Valenzuela coming to Europe. Oh, this reminds me. Yeah, I appreciate you playing this. This reminds me. Let me go ahead and give a shout out right now to Summerwood Sports. Go ahead and find somebody for my seat. I won't be here today.
Oh my God! That's why we love you, Roger. Your humor, even when you don't try to be funny, you are so funny.
It's called savant. Is that what it is? Listen, thank you. Let me tell you something. With all the storms that's going on out there right now, and Chris and I are talking electricity and things like that. You know what? I was talking to a fella by the name Baz. He helped me this morning when I got here. Chris Thompson. He owns a CC computer service in Benton. been doing it for 15 years. He helped me here. He works downstairs. Part-time. He's retired. Okay. His kids are gone. Not retired. That's all he's got now, and his kids are out of the house. So he's looking for a little extra gig, so he comes here, and he just started his cigarette. So he helped me bring the equipment out, and I got
thank
to know
you.
Him a little bit.
Very nice.
So thank you to him. And we were talking about the weather and all that. If there's ever anything good, and he said, you know, COVID brought to him that he can do things mobily now. So, I mean, if COVID brought anything good to our life, that was one of the things, being Zoom and all that. And if that storm the other day had anything that you can take, glean anything positive out of it, it's when your electricity comes back on and you notice all the things that you turned on thinking, you know, that they were on before you forget. All the lights that are on in the house, everything that's on, you go by and go, oh, I forgot I turned that thing on.
We take for granted power, having power, oh, until you lose it. You're like, wow, man, you don't have lights, you don't have your air conditioner, nothing. You don't have a refrigerator.
Garbage disposal.
We are here at the, we're here at the Doubletree for the kickoff of the football season. And at 10 o'clock today, we'll finally be able to share who I've been working on for the last couple months for the October 12th meeting at Simmons Mac Arena. And I can't say it now just because they've asked me to wait till 10. And I'll thank some folks locally who've helped make this work. And Chris knows who it is. Roger knows who it is. So does Christian. But
you know what? I do. I sure do.
Yes.
Yes. Please. Text me, y'all. Get a hold of me.
So that's coming up. And I know for the 609ers, I'd love to give announce for you guys, but they just asked me to wait and do that. So, Chris, do you have anything before you get out of here? I didn't know if you had anything because we brought up the Genty deal. That was a story. Any other story that you're following? I know we got a call up with the Travs the other day that one of the top pitchers.
Yeah, Kate Anderson.
Yeah. So that school obviously played at LSU and.
Watched him play a couple weeks ago, and yeah, he's the real deal. I mean, you can tell a difference. I think he had the best, if not top three, best stats in the minors among all pitchers. So yeah, no, he's
likely
legit
to be the minor league player of the year.
Yeah,
very nice. KJ Jackson was named the starting quarterback yesterday. Also over the weekend, you see where Isaiah Joe continues to get more things done for him. He was got a street named after him, Isaiah Joe Court, in Fort Smith, where he's from. So I think that's fitting.
Big offseason for him.
Yeah, it sure was. Did anybody watch the Indy race in the middle of DC?
I listened. I didn't watch. Yeah. I listened because I didn't have.
I thought it was NASCAR. It was Indy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And NASCAR was. They were in New Hampshire, right? Yeah. The Dollar Tree 301. That was won by Ryan Blaney, and Bubba Wallace was second. Wow. You had a bunch of games in the NFL. The one we liked the most, the Cowboys. I'm telling you, Joe Milton looks all of a sudden like, wow, whoa. Now, Roger and I had seen him at the Manning Passing Academy, and
unreal.
He had the strongest arm of anybody there. Plus, he's an athlete. But he apparently at Tennessee, he quite didn't do what he needed to get it
done.
Well,
it's also an offense that doesn't translate well. You have read about scouts, and the Tennessee offense under Heupel doesn't translate well to the next level. So he needs some fine-tuning, some crafting, and I think – you know, under the tutelage there in Dallas,
yeah,
he's gotten that.
Hendon Hooker was tearing it up in Tennessee, and he's anything.
And of course, the other story is Dallas's blowout, as I mentioned, in the 34-13 win, but was the emergence of the superstar Navajo Indian who was playing left tackle. What was his name again, Christian? Pete?
Yeah, it's Shia Pete, I believe.
This is him in the locker room. We've had some fun with this morning, and I think it could be something Morning Mayhem embraces, endorses, and it could be on a T-shirt. Thanks to Steve Qualls from Design Labs. At any point now, let's hear him one more time for those who missed it.
Well, that was an incredible win. I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field where the same Star Holden on our chest and
Star Holden.
I'm proud of us. I'm proud of how far we've come.
Us.
Man.
Yeah.
This game, fate, brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers.
Wow. That is a heck of a delivery.
He sounds like Tin Bears. I'm Chelsea Wells. I'm telling
you. Listen to the... Listen to the... Hey, and that's a heck of a delivery. I mean, he brings it to that. I mean, he ramps it up on the Cowboys on three.
It's in premeditated. You can see him.
No,
they
I
asked
know.
Him to say something after the game. He got up there.
It's even better watching him sort of think through it. It was almost like you felt when a player was going to step in and go, okay, we got you,
because
he was taking his time.
He channeled his ancestors.
But Roger, you're right. He was on the sideline, and there was 1,000 people, maybe more than that were there to see him in Arizona that were either
Native Americans or Navajos or his family, and they were cheering him. And the Cowboys turned around and saw it and just sort of, let's back up, let's give him his attention. And then he goes by and he's waving to everybody, Roger, and going by. And you think he maybe put out a...
I know it.
What was it like?
At the end of that thing, you can see him. He rears back just a little bit, but puffs out of his chest. And throws one
out
there.
How about that? He's 6'9". I don't know what. All SEC at Kentucky last year. I don't know if he's going to make the team. Hey, the other interesting story. Did you guys see the story about, is it Kaia Gerber, who is the daughter of Cindy Crawford? She looks just like Cindy Crawford. So she's come out. She's got a hot new show out apparently on FX. I haven't seen it. It's either coming out or whatever.
The Shards?
The Shards.
Yeah.
But she made an unbelievable admission this weekend. Out of the blue, she goes, said she had an exorcism after her parents believed she was possessed as a child.
I'm sorry, what?
She had an exorcism after her parents, this is Cindy Crawford and whatever, Randy Gerber, said she was possessed as a child. She goes on to say, she goes, and she was like, I don't want you to get, the mom said, gave her holy water to take on set. She was like, I don't want you to be possessed. Gerber said, I was told I was possessed as a child. And they said they played a didgeridoo all over me.
Didgeridoo?
Yeah, what is that?
It's an African, like...
Okay. That's it. She goes, that's how they did the exorcism. That actually did happen. I never talked about it, but it actually did happen. The sacred wind instrument, which is created from a eucalyptus tree trunk or branch naturally hollowed out by termites, was developed 1,000 years ago. I mean, what in the world? Said in response to her spiritual update, again... That's Cindy Crawford telling you, daughter, take this holy water. You're speaking of,
what was the instrument they used?
How do you know that, Chris? Christian know that?
Because.
How does he know that?
Everybody knew what a didgeridoo was.
Indigenous Australian wind instrument? Yeah.
I have never heard, and the fact that you knew that so quickly.
Uh-oh. Are we on a delay?
No,
what is that?
He knew what a didgeridoo was.
Used it or whatever.
You what?
I think the Aboriginal people used it.
Wow.
Yeah, is that the thing you find in the water? What is that?
No.
That's the Y?
What is that?
The Y stick?
That's what we would call it. Yes. That's what you and I would call it, white man, pale face.
I mean, she is beautiful.
She is
gorgeous.
She is absolutely beautiful. Cindy Crawford was my biggest crush in the 80s.
So the question is, knowing that she may be possessed.
She got exercise.
Aren't a lot of girls? Just joking.
There we go.
It's off the rails.
Just a few.
We got the Native American.
Were there a few now you'd want to use the Australian wind instrument on?
I would deal with the possession with her. I'd work my way through it.
You know what? And what does Steve Crawford always say?
This isn't you talking.
Somebody else was already, sick of her stuff.
Hey, that's a crazy story.
Listen, if that's what you like, go
Roger,
for it.
Roger, can you tell us how close the storm is now?
I can. It has gone past. As much as your ancestry has.
Okay, he's going to a Navajo guy now. All right.
I'm not Navajo.
Don't go away. What are you, 748 here at the Doubletree? It's the kickoff of the Touchdown Club. Don't go away.
How you going to do it if you really don't want to dance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Tell me.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion.
Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Monday on The Zone, we are at the first Little Rock Touchdown Club meeting for the 2026 football season, and that means we get to sit down and chat with Arkansas head football coach Ryan Silverfield before he speaks to the crowd. Also, the Red-White Report from the weekend, game balls and jock straps, of course, birthday trivia, what's on tap, and anything else that we can dream up on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, folks, it's Chris Zender, general manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline chargers, up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Tomorrow I'll get the opportunity to go speak at my first touchdown club in Little Rock. That's going to be an awesome opportunity for us and to showcase and talk about our football program in Central Arkansas and for so many of our great fans that will be there as well.
Very nice of Ryan Silverfield to say that. And we'll look forward to having him. If you missed it earlier in the show, Chris Kane joins us, brought to you by Trader Bills. We said how many coaches we've gone through as a touchdown club. And I'll give you 2 seconds. How many do you think we've had? How many is this for us?
Six.
Oh, it's exactly what Roger guessed. Seven.
He's the seventh. Okay,
so,
yes.
Yeah. So we started with Houston.
Yep.
With Petrino, John L., Bielema, Chad, Sam, and then
Silverfield. Okay.
Yeah. So he gets it too.
How many ADs have you had in that time?
Three.
So there's been
Brohl's,
Coach Brohl's didn't make one.
He did, made a couple of them.
Wow, here at those. That's awesome.
How about that? Yeah, I was really thankful I got him at a couple of these. Of course, it was a lot different. You know, first meeting had 45 people there. We were a little luncheon back then. So anyway, you know, it's such a, you know, I have to commend all of our great sponsors. And by the way, I think Arkansas Spine and Pain, I believe, is the sponsor for The Zone to have it live broadcast. They did it last year, Dr. Qureshi and Scott Davis and the gang, so I appreciate them. But you've got so many, and it takes a while to go through our sponsors every week, but you know, some of these folks, now Coach Silverfield's not charging, but we've got these guys and these people come to deliver. They charge 25,
$30,000. I mean, it's not like it used to be where you could pay $500 or $1,000 to a speaker. So these are all $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and you can't do it without enough sponsors, Simmons Bank being our presenting sponsor.
Plus travel. By the way, that doesn't even include the arrangements to get people here.
We could not. First of all, you have to have an amazing presenting sponsor. Simmons has been that. Of course, you know, we had George Mackers and now Jay Brogdon and Chris White. You know, he's been there at the very since the very beginning of that relationship. I think this is the 13th year with Simmons, but you mentioned Summerwood Sports, Stevens, you know, Midtown Plumbing. You know, I mean,
Cathro went out there,
right? Lindsay Jennings,
Sissies. Hatcher Agency. We didn't mention the battle for the paddle yet.
Yeah, they got fourth in doubles.
They did. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Lee.
Yeah, Lee got a trophy.
Champion.
Got a champion. Yes,
she got the paddle.
She beat your friend from Hot Springs.
Susanna Steed. From the Hot Springs area. Yeah. I'm so happy for Lee to do that. What a fantastic afternoon that was.
And they played all the way through yesterday. It was a heck of an event. Really got a lot of comments about it.
That's fantastic.
Real quick, Roger, I'm going to go back real quick. Crane Automotive, I want to mention them. Wright, Lindsay, and Jennings. Roger, you mentioned Hatcher. Oaklawn. Summerwood Sports, Sissy's Log Cabin, Double Beast. These are all
Advantage.
Advantage Service Company, Roller Funeral Home, Simmons Bank Arena. I mentioned the Arkansas Surgical Hospital, the Democrat Gazette, The Buzz, Amp Magazine, and AY. Heather's been great working, you know, the cover. You got the Emmett Smith on one cover of AY, and you've got Amp, you got the Silverfield. She's been super supportive.
Speakers.
Yeah, Arkansas TV going live. And anyway, just on and on and on and on of sponsors who pay money and support. And then the other thing, Roger, they show up and are here. That, I think that makes a difference when the speakers come in this room with Peyton Manning and Brett Favre and Ray Lewis and Lawrence Taylor. They all say the same thing. Man, the energy and the welcome that they get is they can feel it. It's palpable. We can tell that these folks are excited to be here. You know what? Nobody else is doing this. Memphis. You know, my good friend, you know,
well, they tried
Harold Grade over there.
At State Run Radio, they tried it up there in Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. It's not easy to do.
No, it's not easy.
It's not easy to do, and it takes 25 volunteers here that are giving the time. You know, Debbie, we've got executive director, and then we've got good people like you, Chris.
And the Doubletree folks are
Doubletree.
Amazing.
Doubletree. Yeah. Gotcha. It reminds me, it shows you can be great in Arkansas. You can do great things in Arkansas. You can be best.
Sure.
You can be one of the best in the nation in Arkansas. If you have the right people, have the right ideas, work hard and work together, you know. So anyway, so it's fun to get today underway. You're 22. And I tell you, Rod, I think I think Justin has been doing shows here going back to the embassy probably 15 years. It's amazing. He's talked to all of them, man. He's almost talked to every one of these people himself. So he's had a nice situation. It was Pat Bradley at one point with him. And so his co-hosts have had the chance to DJ, you know, over the last couple of years, too. And now Phil will have that chance. Chris, thank you for fine sponsoring.
Thank you to Trader Bills. I would advise if you're in the central Arkansas area, maybe don't get out on the water for a while. Let this storm pass through. It has been raining and thundering all throughout downtown, so please be careful. But go see my friends at Little Rock and Hot Springs at Trader Bills. A big announcement. You got a big announcement coming up at 9:55.
Yes.
Trader Bills has a big announcement this month.
What?
I can't give you details, but it's a big announcement, and I think you guys and a lot of folks are going to be excited about it, so stay tuned for that.
Very interesting. Thanks, Chris.
Thank
All
you,
right.
guys.
Thanks, Chris.
I think the storm, Roger, has passed. Has it passed?
It has passed yourself.
He's holding his hands up.
The storm of life will continue.
8 o'clock.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital.